Welcome back to Chicago. It's 1-0 Kansas City as we go to the top of the second. Carter Wedeel, Cal Friedman. It's summer ween night here in Chicago, so they're giving out candy. People are showing up in costume. Did you have a favorite Halloween costume when you were a kid, Cal?
Ooh, that's a good question. I actually really didn't like Halloween growing up, but I was a werewolf a couple times, so I like that.
Werewolf is a good choice. So you just weren't into it, just too much going on? I could see that.
There's two reasons why.
Righty on righty, here's the pitch to Josh Bissonette, and it's down and outside to the right-handed batter. One zip KC here.
Firstly, I just didn't really eat candy growing up. So it was like, if I'm going trick-or-treating, I'm just bringing stuff back for my dad and my brother.
Yeah, who wants to help out your brother at that time, that age? Here's the 1-0 pitch. It's upstairs. Two balls and no strikes on Bissonette.
And the other reason was because in Florida, our Halloweens were days like this, 92 degrees and humid.
Fair.
That's not fun to dress up in.
No, it's not.
So credit to these fans.
You make some very good points. And yeah, you're right. The 2-0 pitch is high. Plenty of folks, especially some youngsters, dressed up in Halloween costumes. See, I can't eat nuts. So every time I came back with Reese's Cups, I would engage in a complex bartering and selling strategy.
Mm-hmm.
My siblings and my friends. 3-0 pitch is low for ball four. It's a Lynch Real Estate leadoff walk for Josh Bissonette. One time I sold a Reese's cup at lunch for $7 American.
One?
I incited a bidding war. It's very capitalistic of me.
I think you went into the wrong career.
I caught lightning in a bottle that day. I tried to do it again, never came close.
You had a bright future in trading. You decided to turn it into a baseball broadcasting career.
And then I bought some Pop-Tarts with that money, I think, is what I did. So it was a good exchange all around.
It's a wise investment.
Righty on righty. Here's Swazi. Baker throws to first, and safely is Josh Bissonette going back. It's funny, Bissonette will take some somewhat aggressive leads over at first, but we haven't seen him try to swipe a bag yet. Sometimes he'll get those throws over. 1-0 Kansas City in the top of two. The pitch to Swazi. Bounces in the dirt. Second game as a Kansas City Monarch for Joe Swazi. We talked a little bit about it in the pregame. Was 0-3 last night, but drew a walk in the seventh. Struck out for the final out of the game in the ninth. But it was a lengthy at-bat. Worked his way back from being down 0-2 to bring it to a 3-2 count. And in the end, Joey Marciano got the better. He takes up, called a strike to run the count to 1-1.
It was a tough at-bat considering, this was first game for Swazi in a couple of weeks, and he was facing off with arguably the best closer in the league in Joey Marciano.
Baker's 1-1. Cut on and missed 1-2. Took something off at 84. Ball and two strikes on Swazi. Played in Major League spring training with the Mets earlier this year and hit a walk-off sacrifice fly to win a spring training game back on March 13th. 1-2 is down in the dirt. Bissonette's going for second. He slides in safe. Bit of a delayed move from Josh Bissonette. We'll see how that scored, but he's aboard second with none out.
He got a very delayed read on that. He assumed D'Alessandro was just going to try and hold it low. So decided, why not? Let me try and take the extra base. There's no outs in the inning. My team's got the lead. And a wise decision as he gets stolen base number one on the year.
And that's why he takes those big leads. He's ready to go on a play like that. So we'll see if they give him the steal or if they call it a wild pitch. It bounced in front of D'Alessandro. Blocked it well, but couldn't get the throw in time. The 2-2 is a hard ground ball towards shortstop. Novak to his left field that got Bissonette in a rundown. He flips to Pettigrew. Pettigrew will send it back to Bell. Bell hustling to grab Bissonette. He tags him out, but in all that fracas, Swazi takes second. So that's a good job from Josh Bissonette. He's retired, but Swazi's able to take his place at second. Made a mistake, but gets the job done in the end there.
So after all that, 6-5-4 fielder's choice, and an inning that Kansas City's really manufacturing its runners right now. A leadoff walk by Bissonette, an awkward steal of second if that's how they score it, and then a fielder's choice that puts the runner back at second.
So Swazi aboard second with one away now for Chani Ortiz for Kansas City. Ortiz takes a called strike. Switch hitter batting from the left side against the righty Baker. 1-0 Monarchs trying to double their lead here in this second inning. Baker will look over to second, and Swazi gets back. They were shouting at him to take the step off there. Ortiz, 222 batting average, 557 OPS, no homers, 9 RBIs. Can he make it 10 here? Baker's 1-0. Down and outside to the lefty, batting. It's 2 balls and no strikes.
You wonder if Kansas City's really trying to get in the mind of Baker, or more, in the mind of D'Alessandro behind the dish.
They did give Bissonnette a steal earlier, so that's the first stolen base of the year for Bissonnette. Steps off again to look back at second, and now that's the second disengagement for Baker, so we can't do this again. That's going to allow Swazi to be a little bit more aggressive with his lead at second. He can do it again, but he's got to get him out, I should say. Here's the pitch. Upstairs, 2 balls and a strike.
And on cue, Carter, a couple of aggressive jab steps towards that third base bag by Swazi. He did hold, but he's definitely trying to get inside the mind of the pitcher right now. Already given up a run. We'll see if Kansas City can hit him again.
I'm sure Danny Amaral's loving it from the Monarch dugout. The 2-1 pitch is lined to right field. Back goes Turbo. He's got a beat on this, makes the catch, and Swazi tags it second, but we'll stay right there. The throw comes in with some speed on it from Johnny Turbo. And that's out number 2. It'll bring up the top of the order and Danny Amaral.
It's a hittable pitch right there for Shanny Ortiz. Just got a little bit underneath it. He had a double yesterday down that left field line. And that time batting left-handed, just got underneath that one.
1-0 Kansas City in the top of the second. And Amaral will stand in from the right side. Grounded out to short his first time up. Baker looks over, now pitches. High with the off-speed, it's 1-0. The defense for Chicago this evening, Jesus Lujano in left, Narciso Crook in center, Johnny Turbo in right. That is his legal name, though it's not the name he was born with. Zion Pettigrew at third, Nick Novak at short, Brantley Bell at second. Here's the pitch. Fouled back. The first baseman is Jacob Teeter with Nick D'Alessandro behind the plate for John Baker. 1-1 the count on Amaral.
This will be the 40th pitch already here for Baker through an inning and 2/3. Shows how Kansas City's working these at-bats.
1-1. Breaking ball low. Only 17 strikes for those 40 pitches. And Chicago as a team, although their bullpen looked outstanding last night, they do not have as deep a bullpen as some of the other teams in this league. 2-1 pitch. Hit hard through the middle. Base hit into center field. Swazi rounding third. Bill Sobey sending him home. Crook comes up throwing. He's safe at the plate, feet first. And Kansas City has a 2-0 lead on an RBI single from Danny Amaral, who moves up to second on the throw.
How about the way that Danny Amaral has approached his at-bats during this road trip? He has been phenomenal. Came in today hitting .381 in his last 5. Couple knocks last night at that time. Just doing what he can with that pitch. Hard grounder back up the middle. Scores the runner. Uses that speed to put another runner back in scoring position for Kansas City.
He has reached base safely in 11 straight games now, Danny Amaral. Looking every bit like the leadoff hitter Joe Calvacpietra was hoping he would be. He breaks for third, pitches lined, one hopper to Teeter. Great play at first to pick it with the backhand. He takes to the bag himself for the out. An outstanding play, little half volley field from Teeter at first to retire Ross Adolph on a hard hit ball to end the top of the second. But Kansas City gets another run, one hit, no errors, and one left. At the end of 1.5, it's 2-0 Monarchs. This is Monarchs Baseball.